General assessment?
I think these guys worked hard today. We have a lot of installation in right now, Dale. You know, so today was first, second, third down, no huddle, different special team situations, different drills. You know, I still think they're learning, you know, how we practice, you know, especially, you know, the guys that have been here. And so, you know, overall, I think it was a good day. The guys are competing. And like I've said from day one, it's a very enjoyable group of guys to coach.
When you're doing some of the install stuff, do you expect a little sloppiness to come with it?
No, we have a high standard here. So we talk to them a lot about the progression from the meeting room to the walkthrough to execution on the field. You know, we're all here to execute on the field and produce on the field, coach or player. So when we go out there, we have a high standard of what our expectations are. And so when there's a mistake, we have to correct it, but we have to make sure they know that, you know, those types of mistakes have to be corrected. Certain mistakes are unacceptable, you know, turnovers, dumb penalties, you know, line of scrimmage penalties. So, you know, I think our guys are learning that, and they're trying to play more discipline, and they're working hard to correct mistakes.
How do you think your offense performed today in regards to the defense?
I'd say the defense had the upper hand today.
How many special teams you mentioned, and how's that going overall, particularly in pads and all the numbers you have?
I think it's going well. You know, I think Liggy does a really good job. Assisted by Doug Coleman of coaching the details of every aspect of whether it's the drill or the unit, and the guys are really doing a good job of buying into what we're trying to teach. And I think that what we do in the meeting room is basically everybody's in there in the meetings for special teams, so the whole team hears it. And you know, hopefully we can improve every day on special teams so that when the season starts, you know, we're ready to go. And then there's steady improvement during the season. But, you know, I think the guys are working hard to, you know, get the details down of each unit.
Was today kind of where things reached a whole new level of complications, and that's why maybe we saw some
right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure, Dale. I mean, you know, third down, different blitzes, different protections. You know, it's all part of the installation process. But still, like I told Dave, I mean, we have a high standard here. You know, we talk to each other, not the coaches to the players. You know, each other. We're all in it together, and we expect to go out there and perform well and not make mistakes. And when we do, we have to correct them and make sure we don't make the same mistake twice.
Have you looked at Justin Tucker closely? You know, he's only been a linebacker for, what, 2-3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Does he show this great football instincts there?
He's a good football player. I think he's a very hardworking guy. He came back in really good shape. He's an instinctive guy. You know, he's a good team guy. He works extremely hard. You know, he's being coached very well by Mike, and I think he's picked up on our system well. And he's really trying to improve every day, which is all you can ask of any player out there. But you know, Justin's a guy that we really enjoy coaching.
It's still very early in his first training camp. What would be your early assessment of Tom Savage?
Tom Savage. You know, I think he's working really hard. I believe that when you're a rookie quarterback in training camp, it's difficult because we give you a lot of information in the meeting and we expect you to go out there and be able to execute it. And you know, some things are a little bit ragged. Some things are cleaner, you know. And I think he's doing a good job of coming in for extra help. You know, he comes in early in the morning. He stays late at night. He's a very hard worker. Obviously, he can throw the football. He's a talented passer. And now we just have to keep working with him to improve on our scheme and what he's looking for defensively. And just make sure that we're coaching the details with him and that he's picking up on it.
When you first got here, you talked about evaluating all the players on the roster. Has Ryan Griffin been a pleasant surprise going into year two?
You know, when we came here and we evaluated him off of last year's tape, we were looking forward to working with him, and he's been an extremely hard worker since the day we got here. And that whole group has worked hard, and I think that whole group has become a lot better in the passing game, and now with pads on, they need to really improve their blocking. You know, that's going to be the biggest area where we really need those guys to improve upon. And I thought, you know, overall the first 2 days here, they've had some good plays in the running game and some not so good plays. So we have to make sure that we're at that position playing a little bit more consistently. But Ryan's working really hard.
What's going on with Lonnie Ballantyne?
Yeah, I don't think it's a life-threatening injury. I think he's, I think he'll be back in there at some point.
Without Cody White and with Brandon still not practicing,
What have you seen from some of the guys who are playing guard, Ben Jones, Sofilo, Cupper?
Yeah, I think those guys are, you know, they're smart. They're hardworking guys. They're tough. They seem to come out every day with the attitude that they're going to get better, and it's a competitive position. You know, I think Ben Jones has had a very, very good offseason. You know, he's been a guy that's been in this building since day one. You know, he's been in the weight room since we got here, and, you know, he's a really, really good team guy. We enjoy coaching him, and, you know, I can see his improvement from day to day, from mini camp to where we are now in training camp. And, you know, when you work that hard, you know, you're going to improve.
Hard work, DeVere's been staying out and doing all work on his own leg. Can you just talk about that a little
bit? Yeah, I just had I was out there with him. He was we were working on some red area routes, and you know, he's a guy that really wants to be good. You can tell he's working at it. He's you know, we talked to all those guys, all the receivers, about playing consistently. You know, play after play. You know, making sure that they know the details of the play, whether it's their assignment in a running game or obviously their assignment in a passing game. And Pose is a guy that's really working at it. And you know, his big thing is just staying healthy. You know, making sure that he's out there and practicing, and that's how he's going to get better.
Is Brandon Brooks getting any closer?
Yeah, I'd say he's closer. Yeah, he's closer.
Tim Cornette seemed to get a lot of reps today. Is that a guy that you just wanted to come in and get a fresh look at?
Yeah, you know, we had a couple guys down at running back, so, you know, we felt like he was a guy that was out there. We brought him in, we worked him out, and decided to give him a shot.
So when are you going to bring the officials in next
week? We will have officials here next week, and then obviously for Atlanta, yep.
Were you pleased with the kick in at the end of the...
I thought Boz kicked well. You know, I think Randy and Boz have kicked well. You know, I'd say... you know, Randy, the competition has helped Randy. You know, I think he kicked pretty well the other day, and Boz, you know, I thought he hit it pretty good today. You know, there's no live rush yet, you know, so, you know, basically they're kicking on air. It's a two-step rush, but there's been improvement there.
You mentioned Ligashevsky earlier.
What's that?
You mentioned Ligashevsky earlier. He's one of the two coaches, and he kept on the staff.
Right.
What about him did you like, and why did you decide to?
He's enthusiastic. The players respond to him. He's very detailed. He works extremely hard. He's in here very early in the morning and stays late at night. It's really, really important to him. He's got a passion for it, and you know, I've enjoyed getting to know him over the last 7 months and watching him coach.
Faris is a guy that obviously didn't go drafted, but how much does his blood size and naturally born leverage help him out there?
You know, he's had a decent camp so far. You know, it's a very competitive position. You know, you know, when you're looking forward to the roster size and things like that, I think with all those guys, it's if they come out here and compete every day, they're giving themselves a chance to make the team. And he's one of those guys. He works very hard. You know, obviously he comes from a great family. I have great respect and great friendship with his dad, Kirk, and his brother Brian. We coached together at New England, and obviously Kirk and I in the Big Ten. So, you know, football is very, very important to him, and he's out there working extremely hard.
Anything new with Andre?
Say that again. Same thing I said to Dale about Lonnie. You know, I don't think those are life-threatening injuries. I think those guys will be out there, you know, at some point.